Hi, and welcome to issue 8 of the Poughkeepsie Gazette, the podcast that has nothing to do with New York or newspapers and everything to do with making and telling stories. Today's episode is all about how thin the universe's walls are. So I was rewatching, and if you want to be technical, re-watching Stranger Things with my family. I have watched all of season one, and my wife and I are up to episode 5 together, and my kids are up to episode 4. And in thinking about the Upside Down, and in thinking about Stephen King's works where he talks about thinnies, which feature prominently in the Gunslinger series, and in thinking about multiverse theories and things like that, it's a lot of fun, I think, to imagine places where two universes or dimensions or what have you touch. And I wrote a story, gosh, I guess it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago now, for an anthology on autism about such a thin spot called Doors. It was about an autistic kid who could open doors into the universe next door. So there's a lot you can do with that kind of thing. You know, I think that if I were to do something a little bit different, I could do something like have a portal to another world be through a video game, that sort of lit RPG stuff is really popular right now, or the abandoned places in the real world could be thin spots. I was listening to Pseudopod yesterday, and I listened to a story by Tim Pratt that sort of tackled this issue a little bit as a side, not as the main thrust of the story. It's just a lot you can do with it, because it opens up literally doors for you as a writer to explore what it would be like to pass through such a place and into a world that was maybe really like ours, just a little bit different. I guess being John Malkovich would be another example, or where it's radically different, where you end up in the world of the Gunslinger, or you end up in the world of Dungeons and Dragons, where you've gone through on an amusement park ride. So yeah, there's lots of examples of this sort of multidimensionality in fiction, and I think that it would be a lot of fun to play with. So my recommendation for you for this week is to think about how you want to have two universes that sort of coexist side by side in some fashion, and have them touch, and have the characters either see into or venture into this alternate universe. I hope you can hear a little bit of a difference in this week's audio quality. I've decided to give using my H5 a try and see if that helps the audio quality. It's really not that much more difficult than using my phone. And of course, if the audio quality is better, that's important as well. I also wanted to mention that I have a couple of people that are interested in submitting content. So if you have a story prompt that you want to tackle for this podcast, you can send it to me. If you write a story based on one of these prompts, let me know. I may be able to feature it on the podcast, or just tell folks about you, or have you on for an interview. So this really is working out to be what I want it to be, I hope, which is inspiring you to write stories and inspiring me to write stories and getting my creative juices flowing. If it's doing that for you, please let me know and tell others about this podcast. And yeah, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Poughkeepsie Gazette. If you have any comments, questions, or contributions, you can email them to me at scott@scottroche.com. I'm on Twitter and as Spiritual Tramp and facebook.com/scott.roche.author. We also have a Facebook group that you can join. Just search for the Poughkeepsie Gazette Special Edition, and that'll let you in to our fan portion of the internet. So yeah, that's all for this week, and we'll see you next time.